In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Okay, you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped that, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, LeBron's last year, this year, next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome back to What's Burning. I got my NBA brother back with me, Jelani McCoy. We just got back from Art Basel in Miami. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Man, but let's get right to it, man. Status check. Lakers won 3 in a row, including a big win on Friday over the Bucks. AD is playing out of his mind. The Lakers are 8-2 over their last 10. AD's numbers in the last 10 are 30-15, including a 45-piece and a double nickel last night. What do you think about this team? I mean, is it time to go all in and – the rumor right now, Lon, is DeRozan and Vucevic for Westbrook and the 27 and 29 future first-round picks. Let's break this down a little bit. Talk about the team first and how they're playing, and then we'll get to, you know, to the possible trade scenario.
I mean, the team is playing outstanding. I think I talked about this on the first couple of what's burnings. You know, this team is just now gelling. AD, you said it before, is playing out of his mind. LeBron is finding a way to play complimentary ball next to AD. Russ is looking good. The bench is rounding out, getting used to figuring out how they're going to, you know, put their imprint on the game, coming off the bench, playing, minutes on the road or at home. So 8-2 in their last 10. I know the schedule was favorable, but you have to pay the schedule. You know, the schedule is coming out, you know what I mean, before you play the game. So I like it. I think Darvin Ham, like I see in a lot of D-Ham's identity and the coaching staff identity starting to materialize on the court. Like I said, 8-2, you got to play the schedule. 8-2 out of their last 10. If they can do this, you know, every 10 games, they're going to start climbing up those standings.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think the fact that we just have no patience for anything. I mean, if we remember last year, the Boston Celtics were under 500 come mid-January and turned it around and have been the best team in basketball statistically since then. So I just think this team is finally starting to gel. Guys are healthy. And I think you hit it on the head. Jelani playing a complimentary, LeBron playing a complimentary role to AD. I got a chance to talk to a couple of Bron's former teammates because I didn't, you know, everyone says that they want to play through AD. And I asked, will Bron allow AD to really take that shine? And both guys told me LeBron wants AD to take it. You know what I mean? Like, take it. Like, come take it. Like, if you don't take it, I'm still going to be me. But if you come and take it like he has took it in these last 10 games, I'm going to give it to you. You know what I mean? And to me, playing through AD obviously shows that he's one of the most talented players in the NBA. He's playing his way back into the MVP conversation, which he should be in every year. But it also saves LeBron for that stretch run. This guy's in year 20. He can't carry a team, and he shouldn't have to carry a team at this point. His numbers are still incredible. I think you made a great point, too. Russ obviously is playing well and buying into his role along with the other bench guys. So I guess the question is, I wanted to just see this team play together and all be healthy and figure out how their three stars can merge, and they're starting to do that.
Right.
With that said, do you fuck all that up and try to trade Russ and those picks for – DeMar and Vucevic, or do you sit on what you got for right now?
I'm sitting, Matt. This is too much talent. This is, you know, D-Ham, that coaching staff got him. You know, we're looking at returning the curve. This is too much talent just to throw away. We might be starting all over again with DeMar and Vucevic back all over again and getting that team up to speed. And I don't know. I love DeMar DeRozan, Compton guy, USC guy, California guy. There were, you know, in the offseason, I would have loved to see him as a Laker. But right now, things are going good with Russ. Things are going with AD, the team, LeBron. I think the Lakers hold tight right now. I don't see them making that move. I think they can really bust the move with this team and blowing it up right now and adding two new pieces in the middle of the year. I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you made a great point. I think people undervalue chemistry. I mean, although on paper, DeMar and Vucevic looked like a great situation, but like you said, they could start all over with the chemistry they've built. And I think that's what this team has lacked for so long is consistency and chemistry. And they're finally starting to get it. Do you want to blow that up? Happy we don't have to make those decisions. So we'll have to sit tight. But anyway, they're playing good basketball, and they continue on another 8-2 run. They're going to find themselves right in the middle of the Western Conference standings. So happy to see the Lakers starting to turn the corner and everybody be healthy and AD reminding everybody how motherfucking dope he is.
He called.
Next up, the Pelicans have won their fourth game in a row, 6 out of 7. Ingram has been sidelined the last four games. Alvarado dropped a career high on Sunday with 38. Pelicans currently sitting in the second spot of the Western Conference. Pelicans have a lot to play with, too. They got a ton of first-round picks from the Drew Holiday trade, a ton of first-round picks from the Anthony Davis trade. Do you feel like they're a move away from seriously being contender, with all due respect to their second-place ranking in the Western Conference right now? Or do you already feel like they're a dark horse and they have what it takes to possibly make some real noise in the West?
I think the thing that we keep coming back to is identity and culture right now and chemistry. Like these, I think this is going to be the NBA's issue moving forward with, you know, people with a lot of draft picks, a lot of collateral to make these picks. How is that going to affect your chemistry? Is it worth blowing up, you know, using the assets to get other players to your team? Now, the Pelicans could be in a particular situation because they can use another hog on that team with some playoff experience. But that team is rolling right now without BI, you know? So how do you, like, I know assets and RR are a great thing, but this might be the look of the new NBA, and where, you know, the old 80s, 90s NBA where chemistry was everything. And, you know, free agency just now really started in the two, not like that, but the 2000s when the money blew up and people were switching teams, the player movement was out of the way. But I would like to see the young Pelicans, you know, move a lot like Memphis and stay packed.
Well, I mean, I think, Lon, if you look at it, the teams that are having success and the teams that are always around at the end are teams that have been together. They're not adding a bunch of pieces, you know, consistently. I think with that said, I feel like this team is still one piece away, and I'd really have to kind of look at their roster to see what that piece may be. But I love C.J. McCollum's veteran leadership and what he brings to that team. I think B.I. is one of the most talented young players in the game, and Zion is just a monster continuing to develop his game. His whole thing is just staying healthy. And then they have a lot of complimentary pieces. And I also want to shout out Willie Green. I mean, this is only, what, his second year? Not even, you know, we're a quarter of the way through his second season, and this team has made leaps and bounds. I mean, partly because they're healthy now, but again, you talked about foundation and identity. You know, I think that's what Willie Green has helped bring to that team. You know, his all those years on the Golden State sideline, he learned how to move and he learned how to implement what they're doing, similar to what Mike Brown is doing in Sacramento. You know, he's establishing a foundation and an identity for a team. So I want to definitely say hats off to my brother Willie Green. I love the way this team is playing. Looking forward to seeing B.I. back out there, but I still feel like at some point they can use some of those picks and grab one more veteran guy that could still go out there and get it for him. So we'll have to wait to see. But, I mean, salute to Willie Green and these boys for being second in the West right now.
Absolutely.
Moving east, Trae Young's absence from Friday night's game versus the Nuggets wasn't due to a shoulder injury. Apparently, Trae came in to shoot around or came to shoot around morning, wanted to get treatment. Nate McMillan said that if you don't come out to shoot around, you won't start, you'll come off the bench, or you don't have to play. And Trae decided not to play. Neither of us are fans of Nate McMillan. Let's just put this out there. I think he's done a good job of, again, creating a foundation for this team, but it doesn't seem like he has the locker room anymore, and he's more of an old school type coach, and that's not a bad thing, but that's not what the NBA is anymore. I think there's maybe less than five coaches that are like these older, old school type coaches. Nate McMillan's one of them. Mm-hmm. And with all due respect, I just feel like this game has kind of passed his ways by, his approach to the game. All this stuff has kind of passed him up. Jelani, what do you think, obviously, about the relationship? Because these days, having a rocky relationship with a star can get your ass fired. But obviously, you know Nate, not a very big fan of him either. What do you think about this situation?
Shout out to Nate McMillan. He gave my contract to Calvin Booth in my free agent year and had one of the most weird postseason meetings I've ever experienced in my life. The game was past Nate in 1998, 2000 when I was there. So, you know, he didn't want you talking on your phone on the bus. He wanted you to wear a collared shirt. You know what I mean? All the bus ride was for no texting. No, there was no texting back then, but you couldn't be on your phone. You can't be getting tickets for nobody.
Just that weird pointless shit. Just the weird pointless shit.
Pointless shit. Yeah. And I'm sure that worked for him in the NBA coming out of North Carolina State as whatever draft pick he was while he was carving his niche. But in talking to the players, DeJounte, Trae, and John Collins were at the crossover, and talking to them and talking with, I think, John Collins' uncle, it just seemed like the game was passing Nate. Nate is very strong-willed and strong-minded. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, he'll burn this shit down before you show him out the door. He'll burn it down. He's petty like that. So I like what Trae Young is doing. And to be honest, you know, Nate pulled this shit with me in the summer league one time at my free agent year when I was trying to play just summer league. I drove by myself because I lived in Los Angeles. He got pissed. Told me I wasn't starting in the summer league after I started in the league. So that was why I got out of Seattle ultimately at the end of the day. I know he's widely respected as a guy who's contributed to X and O's in the NBA game, but his time is over now. We've seen better coaches, you know, no offense, get pushed out early. And I think it's Nate's time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the writing's on the wall. And it's not necessarily a knock on him. I mean, it's just adapt or get left behind. And I think his ways, like you said, worked in the NBA he was coming up in. And if you can't adapt to this new, younger culture, your days are numbered. So I don't think Nate McMillan will finish this season. But we shall see. In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Next up, Money Talks, presented to you by Moneyline, the only money app you'll ever need. This is kind of a big deal right now, and it's just frustrating how people are. Deion Sanders was hired by Colorado, leaving Jackson State behind. Will bring along his son, who threw for over 6,600 yards and 66 fucking touchdowns the last two seasons, leading Jackson State. So you threw a bag at him. I mean, I don't think people know that Deion was making only $300,000 at Jackson State. He will now be making northward of nearly $6 million a year. And you hear everybody just complaining, oh, you're a sellout, you're this, you're that. You show me a motherfucker on this planet that is going to stay at one job that is paying him $300,000 when you can have a same job with better amenities, more exposure, and they're going to pay you nearly $6 million a year. There's no one that is going to do that. And if you do, you're a fucking idiot. So with all due respect to what's going on, I mean, let's break this down. I mean, yeah. He's taking a lot of heat right now. I think that, you know, we both agree that he did his job. He lit the torch. And now it's time for someone else to come and carry the torch. He brought some relevancy to the HBCU. He wasn't going to save it by himself. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? But I think there's a few different ways we can look at this. Obviously, we can look at what is going to happen to Jackson State after he leaves, which is, you know, it's not going to be obviously in a better shape than when he was there. And then also for the younger players that, you know, believed in Deion, that committed there. But I've seen a bunch of them decommit this morning. So let's just talk about this whole thing and take our time and break this down.
Yeah, let's break it down. Money talks. Like, you, I mean, 300 to 300,000 to 6 million. Come on, guys. This is his profession. He does this for a living. He has babies and kids, you know, and a brand to look after. I think he left Jackson State better than where he found it. Who's mad at that at the end of the day? He did light the torch. Somebody else got to come in there. Jackson State isn't the only school in the HBCU University. He lit the torch, blazed the trail for somebody to go out and follow. There's Ed Reed's, tons of NFL coaches, you know, kindred spirits to Deion that I feel that can be added to the HBCU situation. And shout out to Colorado. People sleeping, like, I think this is Colorado hired three black coaches, Tucker, Carrell, now Deion. So whatever is going on in Boulder that, you know what I mean, is galvanizing them to hire black coaches is a good move. Colorado is a sleeping giant, you know, Airbnb. They put people in pros on the defensive, on the offensive side, Dorian Hagen. So that's a sleeping giant. Getting to see Deion back in a Nike team. The whole UA thing was weird for me. I'm hoping we get to see Deion back in the Nike bag, see him some releases of, you know, some of Deion's turf shoes. They play on turf. So I think across the board, if money talks, this is a great situation for everybody. His kid gets to come over and play against, you know, what do they call it? Predominantly white institution talent. So it can, you know, push his Heisman numbers up. You know, I know Steve McNair won in the HBCU, but maybe Shadur wants to come up and play with the big boys. This is an excellent opportunity all around for the Pac-12, for Colorado, for Deion. Money talks, NIL across the board for, you know, everybody on the team. I'm interested to hear, you know, your take as far as economics, you know, on the field, off the field, and, you know, and just how, you know, we need to leave Deion alone. He did what he could. Now it's time to go get his bag. And I don't think he stays there forever.
No. First of all these people complaining, I want to see what you donated to the HBCUs. So make sure if you see this edit in the comments, you show me your donation to HBCUs before you're out here disrespecting Prime. You know, on several different levels, obviously HBCUs, you know, the momentum has been picking up of late, but Jelani, at the end of the days, the facilities are terrible with all due respect, you know, that they're doing the best they can do. They need more money. We all know that. The level of competition isn't the best, you know what I mean? So if you're trying to become a pro out of HBCU, it's a tall task. So for his son in particular, I mean, he's put up video game numbers in these last 2 years. I think this is going to be a huge test and a step for him that NFL scouts really want to see. I mean, can he do this against the best of the best now? He'll be playing against the best players who all, you know, majority of them are going to get a real look at the league. So can he do this on the highest level? I feel bad for, obviously, the school because Deion just pumped so much life into that team. And his energy and his charisma and who he is really captured, you know, the nation. You know, we were all talking about HBCUs because of Deion. You know what I mean? So I think from that standpoint, it's going to be tough to overcome at Jackson State. And then again, the young guys that believed in Deion and committed there over, you know, your normal typical D1 offer. So good thing is the transfer portal is up and alive, and these kids can hop in the transfer portal. I don't know if you saw his speech to the current team.
The Louis?
He told the boys he's bringing luggage and his Louis, and feel free to hop in that portal because it's only going to make more space. So Deion's not playing. And again, that's why I love Deion. You know what I mean? His interviews, his realness, I think – you have to take a chance on that. And again, for anyone who's saying that, why do it for the money? You're a sellout. You're this, you're that. You're not staying somewhere where you're paid $300,000 when you can nearly make $6 million doing the same thing. You're just not. You're full of shit if you tell yourself you're going to do that. So, you know, I wish Deion the best. I wish Jackson State the best. You know, again, Deion lit the torch. And as you say, there's plenty of other former NFL guys that can come in here, not just at Jackson State, but just hit this HBCU at on. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, you get 10 guys in the next 5 years that do what Deion did, even if it's only for a year or two or 3 years, just to pump some life into the system and show people that, hey, you know, there is some talent over here. It's not the top D1 talent, but I think if we continue to get these schools more money and opportunity, you'll continue to see more D1 athletes go this route. It's going to help the whole HBCU system. But I think at the end of the day, the HBCU whole system, not just Jackson State, should all be thankful for Deion Sanders, even though they're probably all talking behind his back right now, because no one was talking about HBCU football, nobody, until Deion Sanders hopped back on the scene. So, man, we wish him the best of luck in Colorado. We wish his son the best of luck, and I think he took some other players. I wish everyone the best of luck. I think it's going to be a great change. Again, love to see Deion back in Nike, because that Under Armour thing wasn't cutting it. It'll be interesting to see how these boys, you know, blend in the Pac-12. The Pac-12 had a good season this year with, you know, Oregon, SC, UCLA made some noise. So, again, I agree. Colorado's got everything in the bag, and Deion is a great guy to bring them back to life.
Pac-12 needs some swag. Let's keep it a bean. They could use a little swag level up. Deion is going to be good for the Pac-12.
I mean, obviously, Deion was able to come onto this, you know, this HBCU platform and elevate himself, you know, along with the school. So who is going to be the next former player to do the same? You know, I mean, I know someone out there is. I mean, obviously, Deion is a one of a kind. But at the same time, this is a perfect platform to come and, you know, help build a foundation and get kickstart, something that needs help being kickstart. On the flip side, the NIL side, imagine what Deion is going to do with the exposure he's bringing to this school for these kids. I mean, the NIL deals, you know, with Deion, I mean, they were locking in NIL deals at Jackson State. So imagine what they're going to be able to do at a real Division I Pac-12 conference school. I mean, he's going to be bringing these checks in for these kids. You know, yeah. I expect the, you know, the student body to buy in, and whether it's this year or next year, he's going to have that whole stadium rocking the same way he had Jackson State. And again, to me, it's a win-win. I mean, Deion came in and did his job. He took the school to a new level. Who's going to do the next? Who's going to take it to the next level? But at the same time, you know, money talks, bullshit walks, and money talk this time. And you know, so I don't know anyone who's going to keep a $300,000 job when you have a $6 million job waiting for you.
I don't know any player that's going to be pissed about, you know what I mean, the NIL deals jumping from Zaxby's and Under Armour into Nike and, you know, probably some other big name papers with bigger checks. So across the board, money talks. See you. Go and get you some dubs and keep that bread rocking.
Facts only. That's Money Talks, presented to you by Moneyline, the only money app you'll ever need. Next up on the radar, presented to you by DraftKings, let's take a look at the win total for the Warriors, who are obviously starting to find their stride. Over 48.5 wins, minus 130. Above 48.5 wins, plus 105. The Warriors have obviously turned it around, winning four of their last five. DraftKings has them over under 48.5 wins. Jelani, you going over or under?
See, we did this before, and I went the safe route. I'm gonna go under.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna go under.
Not mad at that.
We'll go under just to make it interesting. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's still, you know, the West. We talked about how the West is flip flopping. You know, there's been some jump. They got the Beam in Sacramento. They got the Clippers with Kawhi catches fire.
New Orleans.
You know, New Orleans. You know, they
Phoenix,
can go on a month.
Denver.
Yeah. I'm gonna go under.
Lakers are coming. But with that said, I'm going over. I think this is a 50 win team. I think this team is anywhere from 49 to 53 wins. So I would definitely take the over with this team. And again, I think that you know, if you get 52, 53 wins, I think that probably puts you top four in the West, which is where they want to be. They're not tripping off a one or two seed. They know, you know, once it gets going, their experience is going to do what it needs to do for this team. So I'm going to take the over. Jelani's going to take the under. What are you going to take? What are you going to take?
It's your money. Don't worry about what we're going to do with ours.
Closing thoughts. This just in. John Morant is next in line for his own signature shoe. I think we saw yesterday that Nike has completely cut ties with Kyrie, making him a sneaker free agent. Real quick before we get off the Kyrie shoe was, I don't know the numbers, but I know for sure it was one of the top selling signature shoe, if not number one. I'm pretty sure it was number one. And when I tell you, I know it because I've seen it on the AAU level for the last handful of years. I think his colorways captivated this young world, and parents were out there buying Kyrie shoes left and right. So, unfortunate situation. Nike decides to cut ties, but it's coming in on a perfect with the next star in line. I think if John Morant comes in and they do his shit the right way with the crazy colorways, he is the future face of the NBA. And I have no doubt that 1 year from now, or whenever his shoe come out, 1 year from the time it's released, he'll be the number one or number two selling shoe in the NBA if Nike does this right. I have no doubt. So congratulations to Ja Morant. Super dope. I love it. You are the new NBA, and you are going to be the face soon. So continue to elevate, my brother. Jelani, absolutely. We hit Art Basel over the weekend on behalf of the NBPA, did the post up. Let's talk about our weekend.
Oh, man, I'm still struggling. Flight delay, you know, a lady got kicked off the flight, messed off the whole vibe. But, you know, it was my first time in Art Basel. You know, the post up was obviously dope. Art Basel is amazing. We didn't get a chance to see everything, but I think we saw the things we were supposed to see, if that makes any sense. You was there. You know, the party the night before was dope, amazing. Man. Miami just does it a little different. We live in Los Angeles. We've seen some amazing shit, but what we saw over at Art Basel, I've never seen. Yeah, but
that was a new level. That was a new level.
It was definitely a new level. But it was good to see the creatives out in the streets. You know, at their own installations. You know, people have their own installations that you can walk to and partake in, and you know, talk with the artists. You know, Art Basel started as a little thing on a strip where they were actually, you know, doing local art. Now it's a big, huge thing. Party, brands, money, exposure. Yeah. It's a huge party. So I loved it. You did a great job. We got to work with BD. You know, we love catching up with BD at the post up and the cash of rap shit. I'd like to hear your take. You were on the move doing, you know, you got to actively speak and move around in politics. So how was your, this was your first one too?
Yeah,
right?
This was my first Art Basel trip. I enjoyed it. You know, obviously we didn't really dive into it, you know, like we would have did if it was 5 or 6 years ago. You know what I mean? I think we did the old people Art Basel where we went to work, we went to dinner, we went to one event, but that one event, when I tell you, this dude had a house on the water.
Talk about
rumor was it was a $150 million house. He had just got offered. He turned down the $150 million offer. This thing is sitting on the water. Basquiat's everywhere. A gigantic yacht.
Gigantic.
That who knows how much was parked in his backyard. The who's who were there. We saw, the Kardashians. We saw Travis Scott. We saw 50 and Travis Scott performed in this guy's backyard. I saw people talking shit about Cardi. Yeah, 50 performed twice, about Cardi performing in the backyard. These backyards aren't your typical backyards. Cardi got $1 million flat for going in the backyard. I don't know what 50 and Drake got, or 50 and Travis got, but they definitely got some bread. A lot of dope business opportunities that you and I ran across at that night. Saw Puffy. A lot of people were there, but that's what I love. My favorite thing was obviously the vibe was crazy, but the business we got done.
Yes. You know,
the hopefully potential guests that we're going to be locking in from that one night alone was amazing. So overall, Art Basel was dope. Shout out to NBPA for having us. Shout out to Post Up. Had a great time. Definitely stayed in our old people lane, though. We only went out one night. That's all we needed because we got the business done, and then we had dinner and, I mean, burned it down and took our old asses to sleep.
Come on, man. Know yourself. We don't need to be out there like that.
When you stay in your lane, there's never any traffic.
You dig?
That's it, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of What's Burning. Sending love out to our brother, Steven Jesse Jackson. We hope to have him back soon. You can catch What's Burning available every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball.
We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. One more thing. Jelani, happy birthday, motherfucker.
Hey.
What are you about? You about to be 45? What are you,
45,
44?
45. Mm-hmm. When I come back like Jordan, wearing the 4-5. Yeah.
You don't look a day past 50, so congratulations, man. It's I'm a blessing dehydrated. To get old these days. It's a blessing to get old these days. Motherfuckers aren't seeing these numbers, man, so it's a blessing to get old, man. So happy birthday to my brother. Happy 45th. We're going to turn it up next time I see you. And love. Yeah. Always. All right, we'll see y'all next week. In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.